Part of doing these shows and these episodes, journals, whatever you want to call them. Shout out to my listeners all over the world. The two listeners out in Australia, Sweden, Ireland, United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, Saudi Arabia, India, Brazil, Peru. The fuck's listening in Chile, Indonesia? Yikes. But yeah, Canada in the house. Okay, give a shout out to the worldwide audience and a bunch of people here in the States. I don't know why. Again, I'm just a regular dude just ranting away about American life. But it's very interesting, man, when you talk to people in general and you tell them about a podcast, and it's a big difference when you talk to them in person and you say, you know what, I'm going to expand on that idea, or, you know, that inspired me to have a dialogue with myself. And it's like, oh, you know, I don't want you using that. I'm like, dude, I mean, I'm not coming at you. It's just something that during the course of life and journey, people spark my thoughts and I expand on them. It's as simple as that. So in dating, it's something that when you meet people and you go through the conversation, and obviously you're having one dialogue, you're creating the parameters, and then when you see the actions differ from the parameters that are being created, yeah, I'm going to talk about it, but I'm not trying to out you, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm not even saying that I'm right 100%. I'm just talking from my perspective of how I see things. But I'm sure if I gave you the microphone on the other end, you would be able to defend it or see things differently. If I'm single for this long for a reason, it's because I have issues, okay? I'm definitely owning up to them. A lot of them have to do with not feeling, the major one is I don't want to feel controlled. And I think that many people, unfortunately, guys do that. They do give in because the sex and intimacy is worth dealing with that. Meaning somebody calling the shots, happy wife, happy life, and she's the boss type of things. Okay, all right, that's great. I learned my lesson the hard way. You know, as far as not through the experiences per se, but just looking at myself in the mirror and saying, you know what, you're compromising your self-happiness when you're letting somebody control the bus, your bus of happiness. That's the thing that I realized through it all, that at the end, you have to be in a great place. And if people are trying to conform you, it's a problem. It is a huge problem for me anyway, because I realize that is a big cog in my happiness, where people are trying to have me conform or, you know, come to a middle ground. I'm okay with it. You know, let's just say, for example, if you're wanting to meet with me and get together with me, I'm like, cool, you know, I'll get together when the schedules allow and when I'm up to it. But when people place an expectation of you have to see me X amount of times, or whenever you're free, I want to see you, and they try to guilt trip you into that, it's a problem. You know? Or if they're trying to limit what you can and cannot say, and they're very sensitive to whatever things you have to talk about, right? Like, let's just say some things I say are crass or politically incorrect, and I just let it fly. People, you know, get sensitive about it. And I get it. You should have a right to have your boundaries. But that doesn't mean that I should change mine. And that's when we'll say, okay, well, it's nice knowing you. Shake your hand. Give you a hug. And we move on. Nothing wrong with that. And that's kind of what I always go back to, is that you have to be yourself. And I know it frustrates people. And I know it's frustrated many people in my past that I've talked to, because they're along the lines like, gosh, you know, we get along so great, but it's just certain things that we can't overcome. I'm like, I get it. Like, get in line, because that's the way you, unfortunately, the price you have to pay when you're living your happiness and when you're living a world where you're living your truth, you're going to have to walk away from a lot of scenarios where you know that peg is not going to fit in that hole. Different shapes, different sizes. It's not going to fit. So there's no need to go any further. Hence why I love talking in the beginning. Hence why I just rather do that than take you on dates and court you, because I want to see what you're all about first. Then we'll go ahead and spend money on you. And I was talking about that to somebody, and they totally get it. They understood where I was coming from, because they just know that a lot of women, they definitely go out there for a free roll. And I totally get it. But when you're out there and people are not trying to kind of create the parameters or trying to impose their will onto you, not impose it like in a bad way, but let's just say they have certain standards. Let's just say they expect you to call them X amount of times. They want to hear from you. They have certain expectations of how they want to be courted or how they want to be given attention. Usually guys go and do whatever it is the girl wants. Okay, you want these 10 things done? I'm going to do them. No problem. And then that will last maybe for months, maybe a year, right? And then the true colors come out. And then what happens is they'll go ahead and lead the girl on. And here they are, their new selves. This is the new version, right? They just flip a switch, when in reality, this is who they really were. And then you're kind of twisting in the wind because they built good equity with you in the beginning. And you're thinking, no, that guy's still there. You got to understand, that guy was just a courting guy. That's not really who he is. And I can't stress that enough to people when I talk to them. It's like the courting guy is just a facade. It's not saying that's not part of him, but he's just doing that because you wouldn't give him the time of the day otherwise. Because you know you have so many other options. So I think that's where you ladies have to understand that that's going to wear off. That new car smell, it's going to be gone sooner than later. So, like I said, here comes a guy like me. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going to control you, but you don't control me. Simple as that. Now, if we're in a friendship capacity, I'll adapt to you. I'll go ahead and conform to who you are comfortable being around. That's why a lot of people that have listened to this, that have known me or friends, they're like, wow, dude, you're really different on there. I am, because I conform to your comfort level. It's like, whatever, if you're relatively conservative, if you just talk about certain things, then that's where I'm going to keep the energy there. I'm not going, this is me being unfiltered and just being honest with myself. It's a part of me. It's not, I have many sides to me. The people that know me, that's who I am too, right? But that's just one side of me. We all have multiple sides. But I try to conform people on a friendship level. But if you're talking about a dating level where there is a possible desire to be with each other long term, yeah, you gotta just let the cannons loose, man. You gotta rip, let it rip and be yourself. And that's the way I feel I have to be, because I'm not going to tolerate limiting myself to being a fulfilled person. That's the essence of living. You know, you got to live your truth, dude. And my truth is just having fun, being crass, you know, being politically incorrect, just having fun, want to be a comedian kind of thing. Just having, you know, being sarcastic all the time and just being introspective. You know, all the things that you hear, it's part of me, right? And I just being a dad too and having fun with that. So I think that's where the problems lie with people, man, when they try to put you or conform you into whatever it is they want. It's like, dude, I hear you, man. You know, I get that's what you want, but this horse, man, it bucks a lot, and I'm not doing that. I don't think you should, because I always laugh at people that feel that I'm so jaded about dating or just being around others. And no, I'm more passive, more than anything. And I was talking to a friend about that last night. They were like, no, I don't think you're jaded. You're passive about it. Because, you know, like I just went on a meet and greet this week. You know, I go meet people. I meet girls. It's not I don't. You know, like I'll meet one here and there. And that's it. You know, we'll talk and we'll conversate and things like that. And just feel it out. But it's not as if I'm just shutting myself off and saying, fuck women, you know, get money and I'm not saying any of that. I'm always open to it, but I always let it be known. And I think all of you, man, it's like if you're in a situation, man, I feel for you. If you're in a relationship where you're not really living your life, it sucks, man. It fucking sucks. Maybe for you, it's happy because you have companionship, right? And you don't want to be alone. Maybe that's a greater fear, but man, it just sucks when you're in that in a commitment or a situation. You can't be yourself. It's like so, man, it's just a piece of you leaves. And I learned that just looking back at all the dating experiences that I've had, that I said, man, you know what? You got to be yourself, man. You got to do you. And you can't let anybody try to have you conform. And I know people may feel as if they're not being heard. You know, like they'll tell me what they expect. And I'm like, I hear you, but I'm not doing it. And I'm like, but you know, on the other token, I'm feeling restrained as well. And that's the part that I always say, again, it's like, you go ahead. People talk about, well, if you love me, excuse me, let that one out. I've been fighting a cold or something like that, but it's, I'm taming it down. This cold weather has changed, but cold in Florida. But, you know, there's people out there that say, you know, if you loved me, if you cared about me, if you wanted to be with me, you would change some things. And I'm like, I hear you, but let's flip that coin. And what if you care for me and us, then you would accept who I am too. So it's an argument that you have with people, and whether they're controlling, whether they're clingy, whatever the term is for them, they just have to accept the reality when they deal with me is I'm not going to be controlling. I'm not going to tell them what they need to do and not do. I just let them know how I'll operate. So if you want to talk to me every day, I'm like, as far as on the phone for a couple hours, I'm like, at this stage, no. No, we can't do that every day. If you want to see me multiple times, then I don't know. No, I mean, I don't know. I gotta thaw out, man. I gotta have my me time. You know, if you're a person that feels that the moment I'm free, I'm not with my child, I should come over and hang out, or we should make plans. No, that's not how I operate. It's like, can we slowly work into it? Can we just say, look, just keep living your life and I keep living mine? And if something happened, you know, we'll schedule it. If we happen to want to meet up, you know, two, three times a week, let's do it. And if we meet up once a month, you know, let's just go with the flow. That's what I do. I try to go with the flow. And when you're trying to torpedo stuff, that's when the paranoia kicks in for me. Because you have to understand that when you're trying to push a throttle in the beginning on a connection, that's not a good sign. To me, that just lets me know, like, okay, like you're trying to get somewhere fast. And it should conflict with the dialogue, because I'm not going to proceed with somebody if they're not giving me the impression they're easygoing and chill and they're good, they're independent, right? Because I've learned the difference between somebody being independent, meaning having a career, having their home, being able to survive on their own, versus emotional independence, meaning that, yeah, they have all those stuff, right? They have a job, they have a car, they have a career, they have kids, they have everything going on, but they're still dependent on somebody, or desiring to be dependent on love and being with somebody in that type of energy. I get it. Totally get it. But I could differentiate the two now, and I think that's the beautiful thing about me, is I'm able to verbalize a lot of these thoughts that I knew were there when I was younger, before you know, marriage. I knew they were there, but I wasn't able to articulate it like I can now. Now it's totally like I took the red pill and I'm in. I'm in the matrix, man. I see the binary numbers. I see everything. And I speak from that lens. And some people are trying to take that red pill, but they can't. It's just too harsh of a reality. I get it. It's not for everyone. But at the end, the way you live has to be your own truth. So whether you take the red pill or the blue pill, that's on you. It'll never be on me to tell you what to take. But I will tell you, whatever pill you decide to take, you have to live with it and be content.